I may not be an English major, but I can use some words that you Texas people understand. Just like I said up there, some of them like to really jumped off the deal when I said, I was talking about Ty casting out a demon out of somebody, and I said, he was just like a duck on a June bug. I said, he was running around. I mean, and they just died in laughing. They just laughed or just broke out. I don't know whether any of them knew what I was talking about or not, but us old farm boys knew what I was talking about. If you've been out there in June bug season, when them June bugs hit the ground, them ducks are after them, ain't they, Ernest? Them June bugs don't have a chance. They eat them things up. They gobble them up like they was honey. You know, they love it. Man, they're just out there waiting for one. And they're over there, man, they got him just like that. So that's the way we're after the devil. We're after these demons. But the Lord says here, since I can't talk to you as spiritual, for you are yet carnal. And how does Paul know that we're carnal? Because there's among you envyings and strife and divisions. Now, if you're spiritual and your mate messes up, like that example I gave a while ago, your wife comes in and you just want to put your arms around her and tell her how much you love her. You've been in the Word all day, but she hadn't been in the Word all day. She's been out working and she's been under all kinds of pressure. Of course, that's only if she lets it. But most people don't know how to cast their cares on the King. They don't know. So whenever they go off on you, you realize right quick they're still carnal Christians. I don't care if you're working in a church. I've seen just as many carnal Christians working on staff in a church as I have anybody else. They're carnal. Somebody walks up and makes fun of you and slaps you in the face. You find out whether you're carnal or you find out whether you're spiritual. Right, Keith?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. I mean, one of them old contractor boys run up to you and say, I hate your guts. I don't like what you done on this job. Now, if you're still carnal, you and him going to Fifth City right there, right?
Yeah.
You and him down on you may have been there with a couple of it in your life.
Close.
But no more, right?
No more.
Keith ain't going to do this. He's going to say, brother, come over here. Let me love on you a little bit. Come over here. Let's see what the problem is. Because he ain't carnal no more. He's spiritual.
Amen.
He knows the Word. He going to open that door to that devil, are you?
No.
But see, how do you get to be spiritual? You get in the Word. And it don't make no difference what anybody says or does to you. You don't go there with them. And somebody does something wrong? Somebody abuses you, mistreats you, does something wrong? Are you supposed to forgive them?
Amen.
Oh, but if they do it twice in the same day? I got to forgive them twice?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, what if they do it seven times in one day? What if they do it 490 times in one day? Now, wait a minute. Now, we're fixing to find out who's carnal and who's spiritual. Is that right? If you're spiritual...
But not 491.
Okay. Oh. You're just waiting for him to do it the 491 times so you can reach up and get him, right? I think what God's trying to tell you... Walk in obedience to my word. It don't make any difference how many times your brother sins against you. Forgive them. Love them.
Amen.
And if you can do that, guess what you are? You're spiritual. You're spiritual. And if you're spiritual, then God will begin to reveal these great and awesome truths to you. Now let me show you. As we see what happens down through here, let's go to the very last few verses in that chapter 3. Let's go to verse 21. Let's go to 3:21. When we get to 3:21, look at what the King James. Therefore, let no man glory in men. In other words, I don't care how good or bad a preacher me or Ty is supposed to be. If we get to where we can cast out demons, heal the sick and everything, you ain't never supposed to give us no glory. Ain't never supposed to glory in men. Never. Because if you start giving us glory, guess what's going to happen to me and Ty?
Yes.
The King going to take us out.
That's right.
We ain't going to receive it if you give it to us. We ain't going to receive it. That's for sure. Because we ain't ready to go home yet. Now, we don't want that glory. He said, no man glory in men. Not at all. For all things are yours. What belongs to you? Now, wait a minute. See, you got to be spiritual to even get a hold of this. All things are yours. Well, now, you know, if he stopped right there, you'd think, well, what in the world is he talking about? But he didn't stop there, did he, Ernest? Now, you notice this is the end of the chapter after you get to be spiritual. This is after you're listening to the Holy Ghost. This is not walking in the carnality of your carnal flesh. Because as long as you're walking in the carnality of your carnal flesh, you will never be able to go here. Never. You know, if you're still walking carnal, you say, well, if all things mine, then God, I want a new car. And Lord, I don't want just a cheap one. I want a good one. You know, I want one of them really expensive ones. What's a real, a BMW is a pretty expensive car. What's a real expensive car? Somebody.
Rolls Royce.
A Rolls Royce. Okay. I want a Rolls Royce, God. I don't want one of them old cheap ones. I want everybody to think I'm somebody when I drive down the street. I want them to say, whoa, look at that guy. He's rich. No, 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 no. That would be glorying in men. That's not what you want at all. You know, there's some people can drive a Rolls Royce. If I had a Rolls Royce, and I'd probably throw some of my stuff over in the back to go out and work on the airplane, and somebody goes, you might scratch that thing. I said, well, it's just paint. I've had guys say, don't you dare touch, don't you touch my car. Don't you scratch it. I'll kill you. This car's protected by Smith & Wesson. Don't you touch it. You ever seen that sign on the back of people's car? Those people are very, very carnal. They ain't walking in the Spirit. That's like one day I pulled up to a red light in Dallas, right down 35E, and I forget, Mockingbird, I think it was. And I pulled up, and this guy had a sign on the back of his car, if you love Jesus, honk. I saw that sign. He said, honk, 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 about three times. And the guy turned around, and he looked at me. When he looked, I said, honk, honk, honk. I said, honk, honk, honk. He got out of the car and walked back there. He said, is there something wrong with you? I said, sir, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I thought you were a Christian. You must be driving the wrong car. He said, well, I am a Christian. What do you mean? I said, did you put that sign on the back of your car? Oh, my gosh. He said, I'm sorry. I found out right quick he wasn't very spiritual. He was carnal. He thought like a carnal. If he'd have really been spiritual, when I started honking, he'd have raised his hand and said, praise God, or opened the door and said, praise the King. But see, he was carnal. But boy, did the Holy Ghost get to him that day. Oh, he walked off like a dog with his tail between his legs. Oh, my land. He was so ashamed of himself. I said, you know, I said, sir, either take the sign off or praise God. So, you know, well, what belongs to us? All things are yours. Whether you're Paul or Paulus or Peter or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all belongs to us as Christians. When you can walk in the Spirit, what belongs to you? All things. Now then, if somebody offends you, somebody does something. Maybe they've done it last year. And you just found out about it today. It lit your fire. If it lit your fire, that proves you're carnal. You know that? If it even lit your fire. If you even got angry about it, you're carnal. And you need to get over it. This Word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. It's hard to walk in, isn't it, Ernest? I mean, but God said this. I'm just reading this out of the book. So don't y'all be mad at me. God's the one who put these standards in here for His church. Guess who else has to meet those standards? Me and you. That's right. You and me have to meet these same standards. Walk in love. Obey the King. And it will bring health to all your flesh. And long life to you. But if you walk in this flesh, it'll bring a shorter life. It'll bring much sickness and disease, much devastation, and much hell on earth. But if you walk in the Spirit, nothing will bother you. Nothing. So, you find out something happened 5 years ago? Big deal. I had a man one time that I've had so many of these. So nobody knows who you're talking about. But many years ago, I had a man that found out his wife committed adultery on him 10 years before. She'd been a good wife for the last 10 years. But he hadn't been loving her like he was supposed to. I know none of you guys ever got too busy to love your wives, besides me. Yeah. We all have done it, haven't we? Yeah, sure we have. So the wife met up with some guy somewhere, and he was a sweet talker, and he wooed her off of her feet, and first you know, he was in bed with your own wife. And she knew she shouldn't have done that. She was so sorry she did that, and she never going to do this again, and she never going to tell nobody. One day, this guy told somebody else. And it got back to you. And you went and confronted your wife. Did you sleep with John 10 years ago? I'm sorry, honey, I did. But I repented. I asked God to forgive me. I mean, I don't know why I did that. Well, I can tell you why she did it. She was doing it because you wasn't loving her. That's why she did it. You wasn't loving her. You wasn't being the mate you should have been. If you're the mate that they should be, the other spouse will never go somewhere else. But you got to be that loving, kind sweetheart. You got to walk in the Spirit, walk in God's love. But how many people in the church do that? Nearly none. You know, none. I mean, we're carnal. I'm telling you, the church today is just like I was most of my life. I was so carnal most of my life. I mean, even though I was in church every time the door was open, I didn't know these principles that God laid out in this book because I hadn't read this book. But when I began to read this book, all of a sudden, this bar that I didn't have any problem. Man, I'm jumping over this bar every day. I'm a great Christian. That bar ain't but this high. Woo, man, that's easy to jump over.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.